Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 23rd July, and the corresponding Islamic date is 3rd of Dhul-Hijjah, 1441. Today I would like to share a few advices regarding reading durood, meaning sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all have a wish that in the hereafter, our scales of good deeds are filled with lots of deeds and they are very heavy. We also have lots of needs in this world, and we also have a need for the hereafter that Allah gives us a very high Jannah, gives us lots of rewards and forgives all of our sins. One very special way and very easy way to get all of these things is by sending durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many ahadith which give us the benefits of reading durood, but I will not be mentioning all these ahadith. I would today just like to give you a brief summary of all of the benefits of reading durood. Number one, by reading durood, our scales on the day of Qiyamah will become heavy, meaning the good side of our scale will bow down and it will outweigh the evil and the wrong deeds. Number two, we will be able to gain the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to our rescue, and inshallah through the help of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be allowed to enter into Jannah. Number three, our needs of this world and the hereafter will be fulfilled. Whenever we have a need, when we make dua, we should begin with durood. And other than this, by reading durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the blessing of this durood will make all of our difficulties easy for us and allow all of our wishes to become available to us. Number four, that person who reads durood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him many, many rewards and showers many, many blessings and mercies upon him. So blessings, mercies, rewards, all of these things, they add up to make a person feel very happy and satisfied and make his life very comfortable. Through this durood, we will be elevated in the hereafter. We will have a higher Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the blessing of this durood, will give us a better Jannah. And from some narrations we find that through this durood, we also get the reward of giving charity to the poor and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reading durood is a very significant, very important and very beneficial action we can all carry out very easily, very regularly and daily. Now how much durood should we read? On a daily basis, the minimum amount we should read is 300. 300 durood, and durood is very short, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a short form of durood. We can all very easily read 300 times a day. And if we can read more, we should try to do 500, 1000, 5000. And on the day of Friday, meaning from Thursday evening after the Maghrib Salah until Friday Maghrib Salah, this is known as Jumu'ah, during this 24 hours, our durood should double, triple, maybe even more. So if you are reading 300 every day, we should start doing 600, 900. The minimum target we should all aim for is 500. Ideally, our minimum target should be 1,000. But to start with, we can do 500. And each week, we should build it up. And our aim should be that on Friday, our durood count should be as much as possible. Inshallah, through this durood, you will see many, many good things coming to you in this life, and you will see many, many benefits once you pass away in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to practice upon today's lesson. Inshallah, until our next lesson, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.